Hi, this is Naeem Hassan, and welcome to the Olympic Mindset Podcast. So I was reflecting on the idea that when we set a goal or have a dream to pursue something, and we take off on this journey, or even before we take off on the journey, our idea of success or accomplishment is oftentimes rooted in the success that we see advertised or played out, perhaps, in someone else's life. And we admire the degree of success that they've had and the accolades and financial rewards and all of the other things that come along with success as oftentimes advertised in the media. And I think about the fact that when we take off on these journeys and we pursue that kind of success, whatever that success is for you or me, that unless you've been on a journey like that, you may not be fully aware of all the things that come along with the success that you or dream that you desire. An example. So when I was training and competing as a younger person, my sport was martial arts, Taekwondo. And I competed 14 years regionally and locally and won more than I lost. I'll put it that way. I had tons of trophies and medals and things like that. And then I competed nationally for about the same number of years and won several national championships, and one of which most people would recognize was the gold medal at the Olympic trials. Now, I'm in a sport where nobody really knew what the sport was, and it's called Taekwondo. It's a Korean form of martial arts. It's a combative sport, and it takes, well, one of the things I come to realize in that particular endeavor is that when you talk about pursuing a goal or a dream, there's a whole lot of other things that come along with that that you have no idea that you are going to have to embrace. But unless you are on a journey like that, or whatever your journey is, you soon discover that no one told you about some of the pitfalls and challenges and setbacks that you are going to have to experience in pursuit of this lofty goal. And when we look at folks in the media and we look at all the things that they've accomplished and all the recognitions that is being bestowed upon them, that part somehow is not included in that dialogue. Unless we have an opportunity to hear an interview or them talk about their story. But for the most part, that piece gets omitted. And so it's like the dates on a tombstone. I just want to use this as an example because we have a beginning and we have an end. Perhaps not the end that we want, but it's an end that we will all experience at some point in our life. But that's not the point. The point is that space between the two, where you start and where you end up. And one of the things I do know is that when we talk about the end point, we don't oftentimes talk about everything or potentially how you create a sense of awareness and understanding that there are some things that you're going to have to go through that you can't imagine at this point. And if the blessing is that if you knew all of the stuff that you had to go through prior to pursuing your goal, I would be willing to bet that a lot of us would just choose to do something else. Because if you had told me that I was going to have to run over, you know, throw millions of kicks, you know, over a million kicks and punches and spar and run 20-something thousand miles and spar for 20-something thousand minutes and have parts broken and fractured and not be able to walk, or have to be transported in a wheelchair after a major national competition. So if you had told me that I was going to have to experience all of those things for the privilege of representing the United States in the 1988 Olympics, there's probably some part of me that might have questioned the logic in that. But I guess my point is simply this, is that when you embark on a goal or dream, you have to also be aware that there's a whole lot of other stuff that comes with that. And if you don't develop a mindset and understanding that the challenges and the difficulties and setbacks that you have to experience in your life on your journey, it's part of your journey. It's part of your story. And there is no circumventing some of that stuff. What helps you to overcome and deal is developing a mindset and understanding that this too shall pass. And God has given you everything you need to accomplish whatever it is you need to accomplish. And he asked of us something very simple, is that we have to become more conscious of our consistency. We have to be consciously consistent. And we have to develop a language that helps us to deal when things aren't going as well as we would hope that they would go. Because I've come to know that that is where some of the challenges come into play. When you're faced with difficulty, challenges, and all of these kinds of things, and you're frustrated and you are on the verge of just saying, I'm done with this, well, that's one conversation you could have with yourself. And if you haven't developed a way of disciplining our thought process, that might be the only option you know. And that might be the only option that you have seen played out in your life, in your environment, where people are faced with trauma, challenge, discomfort, frustration, and the only thing you have seen demonstrated is simply folks changing their mind about what it is they say they want. And so what you see played out is this sense of immediate gratification that you get to experience by simply choosing not to do what you say you were going to do. Because the moment you make that choice, in light of all the frustration and challenges that we are going to experience in our life, the moment you make that choice, there's this overwhelming sense of relief that comes over you. Now, if you don't do what you say you're going to do, when we talk about time, that time still gets filled up with something. And the question is, what is that time going to be filled up with? Because chilling out is still an activity. And chilling out is still going to produce some kind of an outcome. The question is, do I want an outcome, or do I want to put in place a series of events that's going to lead to an outcome that I desire that matches up with these goals and dreams that we've identified, or I am going to put in motion a series of events that's going to lead to another outcome? Because when we're talking about time, we're talking about time. We're talking about the investment of energy and effort and planting seeds that are going to manifest themselves in some form at some point in the future. And if we aren't consciously aware of how we're managing those incremental moments, we might be planting seeds and begin to experience what we call these unintended consequences as a result of just being unaware and disconnecting from the consciousness of this process. Because as I said, whether you do or do not, there's still going to be an outcome. And so part of this process, again, is recognizing and understanding that whatever journey you are on, there's a whole lot of other stuff that comes with that. Some of it you know, and some of it you are not going to know until you are smack dab in the middle of your process, whatever that process is. And you might find yourself questioning, well, I didn't sign up for this. Well, you kind of did. Because if you say you want X, in order to get X, you have to go through the whole alphabet, right? You don't get to skip. This is not one of those things where you pass go and collect $200. It's like you don't get to pass go and you don't get to collect your $200 until you connect all of the dots that we are responsible for connecting. And that's the part that we play in this equation. We learn, we set our goals, we set our establish our plan, and we work. We learn what we need to learn. We develop the skills in the areas that we need to develop. And we take those two elements together, and we are consciously consistent at doing something. Because in the end, that something is going to manifest itself. But you also, again, have to be aware of the fact there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen that you can't even imagine. And that's the beauty of working with older folks who've had some experiences with this process. And you've heard I've heard the phrase, some folks have forgotten more than you ever know. Well, in some cases, when you're dealing with folks who've had a lot of experiences, they forgot about all of the little intricacies of the experiential process until something comes up that helps jog their memory. Oh yeah, I remember that. Oh, I remember that. But it's just part of the process. It's not something that you dwell on. It doesn't become a hindrance. It just becomes one of those question-answer kind of things. I have a question. I need an answer right now. And you make the best choice you can given the circumstances and move on. And then you evaluate your outcomes over the course of the journey. That's called the experience that the baby boomers bring to this equation. And I just want to close by saying that understand that whatever journey you are on, there's a whole lot of other stuff that comes with the accomplishment, the success, dream, whatever you have. When you grab that dream and you are living that experience, you got to know that when you yank that sucker out of the soil, there's a whole lot of other roots attached to that thing. And you don't get to just have all of the glory and the fame. You get to experience everything that comes with that and recognize that, hey, that's what you chose. If you chose to have this kind of success, you're also choosing to experience all of these other things that come with that. And again, that's part of this conscious awareness piece that says you got to be careful what you ask for, because you will get it and it will show up in a way that you had no idea it was going to show up, because you had a vision of how your success was going to unfold. But that's not your choice. That's God's choice in terms of how he is going to bless you and me in our life. And it may manifest in a way that you and I most times don't fully understand. So when you ask, what I've learned to do, and I'm sure you've all heard this, is when you ask God for guidance and you ask him to bless you with all of these wonderful things, somewhere in the fine print in that contract, you have to be asking, okay, when you send this to me, please send some understanding so that I recognize what it is that you're sending me and how I'm supposed to integrate this into my life, because it may show up and I might not fully understand and not be able to fully embrace and take advantage of the blessings that have been bestowed upon us. So I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. And have a wonderful day.